BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned that the situation in Gaza is perilous and has demanded that Hamas stop firing rockets at Israel. He urged the Israeli government to exercise restraint and respect international obligations to protect civilians.
Gaza is on a knife edge. The deteriorating situation is leading to a downward spiral, which could quickly get beyond anyone's control. The risk of violence expanding further still is real. Gaza and the region as a whole cannot afford any other full-blown war.
Mr. Ban is due to brief an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on the crisis in Gaza later. Earlier, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country was ready to step up operations against what he called terrorist organizations in Gaza until rocket fire against Israeli targets stopped. The Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti said Hamas is acting in self-defense.
Hamas said it's ready to stop all attacks because everything they do, as they say, is in self-defense. And they are ready to accept that. The problem today, and I'm telling you very clearly, this is what the Americans told us. Israel refuses to stop this operation. And now they are preparing a ground operation which could lead this place into a huge massacre.
Iraq has warned the United Nations that Sunni militants have seized nuclear materials used by scientists in the city of Mosul. Here's Nick Bryant.
The nuclear materials were seized at Mosul University by ISIS rebels, according to a letter sent to Ban Ki-moon by Iraq's UN ambassador. Some 40 kilograms of uranium compounds were taken, which were being used for scientific research. The letter warns that despite the limited amounts involved, the materials could be used in the manufacture of weapons of mass destruction and enable what it calls terrorist groups with sufficient expertise to deploy them either separately or in combination with other materials to carry out attacks.
President Obama has urged parents in Central America not to send unaccompanied children on the dangerous journey through Mexico to try to enter the United States. He called on Congress to approve emergency funding to deal with the problem and said he would consider requests made by Republicans to deploy members of the National Guard along the U.S.-Mexican border.
We have countries that are pretty close to us in which the life chances of children are just far, far worse than they are here. And parents who are frightened or are misinformed about what's possible are willing to take extraordinary risks on behalf of their kids. The more that we can do to help these countries get their acts together, the less likely we are to have a problem at the borders.
BBC News. Officials in the American state of Texas say six people, including four children, have been shot dead in a suburb of Houston. Tom Esselman has more details.
The shooting happened at a house in the suburb of Spring, north of Houston. Police officers were called at around 6 o'clock in the evening, local time. One child and one woman were found alive at the scene and airlifted to hospital. The child died on arrival. The woman remains in a critical condition from gunshot wounds. Police pursued the suspect, leading to a standoff near the scene of the crime. The gunman, said to be in his 30s, remained inside his car. After some late-night negotiations, he eventually gave himself up. It's believed he's related to the victims.
Australia has rejected accusations by Sri Lankan asylum seekers that they were mistreated by Australian officials in the course of being handed back to the authorities in Sri Lanka. The Australian Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, who's on a visit to Sri Lanka, described the allegations as offensive. He defended the return of the 41 Sri Lankans after Australia intercepted their boat in the eastern Indian Ocean. Police in Brazil say 12 people, including the director of a World Cup hospitality company, Ray Whelan, have been indicted for illegal ticket selling. Public prosecutors will now decide whether to bring the case to court. Argentine football fans have been celebrating their team's qualification for a place in the World Cup final. Argentina played a finely balanced semi-final against the Netherlands, in which neither side managed to break down the other's defences. With the score still 0-0 at the end of extra time, the match was decided on penalties. The Argentine player, Maxi Rodriguez, took the decisive penalty.
This to take Argentina through on a margin of 4-2, and it's into the net! Sillerson got a hand under the ball, but Maxi Rodriguez converts the penalty.
And that's the bulletin from BBC News.